beautiful and stay safe.
This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Krista Melton. The people of Burkina Faso began voting in a general election on Sunday as the country grapples with a growing jihadist insurgency. Opposition candidates say they fear massive fraud at the polls. President Roch Marc Christian Kabore is expected to win re-election. His supporters have voiced hopes that he could win without a runoff vote. But no voting will occur in about one-fifth of the country, where large areas remain vulnerable to near-daily jihadist attacks. Violence has forced 1 million people from their homes in the past 2 years. Some 1,200 people have been killed in the violence since 2015. Because of the threat of violence, an undisclosed number of troops have been deployed for Election Day. Most of the 12 opposition candidates running against Kabore have criticized his failure to stem the bloodshed. Iraq's Salahuddin province on Sunday began 3 days of mourning over a deadly attack Saturday that's been blamed on the Islamic State militant group. At least 10 people died in the attack, which took place 200 kilometers north of Baghdad, where a roadside bomb hit a civilian car on an open road. When security forces arrived at the scene, gunmen opened fire on them. The attack killed at least 6 Iraqi security personnel and 4 civilians. Local medics say one of the civilians was injured and died of his wounds overnight. There was no claim of responsibility, but both the mayor and police blamed Islamic State for the attack. You can keep up on this and other stories we're following at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. We also have an easy-to-use app that you can download at that site. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Hundreds of protesters have broken into Guatemala's Congress and burned part of the building amid growing demonstrations against the president and the legislature for approving a budget that cut educational and health spending. Saturday's protest came as 7,000 people were demonstrating against the budget in front of the National Palace in Guatemala City. Protesters say the budget was negotiated and passed by legislators in secret while the country was distracted by back-to-back hurricanes and the coronavirus pandemic. Thousands of Israelis took to the streets on Saturday night, braving cold, wet weather to continue months of protests demanding the resignation of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The protesters say Netanyahu should resign because he's on trial for corruption charges. They accuse him of mishandling the country's coronavirus crisis as well. Several thousand people gathered outside Netanyahu's official residence in Jerusalem, which has been the focal point of most of the demonstrations. A similarly sized crowd protested outside his private home as well in the upscale coastal town of Caesarea. Smaller gatherings took place at junctions and overpasses across Israel. A U.S. federal judge has turned down efforts by President Donald Trump's campaign to stop the governor of Pennsylvania from certifying President-elect Joe Biden's win in the battleground state. Trump's campaign had sought an injunction to prevent the certification because they argued Pennsylvania had violated the Constitution when counties took different approaches to notifying voters about problems with their mail-in ballots. U.S. District Judge Matthew Brand turned down the request because he said its legal arguments were without merit and unsupported by evidence. In his ruling, Brand said what he called speculative accusations could not justify disenfranchising the entire state. It was the latest setback for Trump's attempts to overturn the election results, where the president-elect beat Trump in Pennsylvania by more than 80,000 votes. Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan called Saturday for greater military cooperation with Russia. This came a day after Azerbaijani troops began moving into disputed territory previously held by Armenian separatist forces. Pashinyan was speaking during a meeting in Yerevan with the Russian defense minister after Azerbaijani troops on Friday moved into the district bordering Nagorno-Karabakh. Armenia and Azerbaijan agreed to a Russian-brokered ceasefire on November 9th after 6 weeks of fighting over the self-proclaimed republic. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.
Again, my friend, and welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, your host, and on this edition of the program, we're going to celebrate the life and career of three of the greats of jazz who've passed away recently: Ellis Marsalis, Lee Konitz, and Onaje Allen Gomes. The coronavirus is sweeping the world, and it's taken many great jazz musicians in the last few months. Among them, Ellis Marsalis, the great keyboardist, composer, and educator, and father of the Marsalis family of great players, passed away on the 1st of April. Another keyboardist, Onaje Allen Gomes, passed away recently as well, and so did the great saxophonist Lee Konitz. He passed away on April the 15th in New York. He was 92 years old, and he, like the others I've just mentioned, died of complications of the coronavirus. He was born in Chicago, and Mr. Konitz was part of what could be called the bebop era, but his sound was a little bit more, shall we say, measured and personal in style. Instead of being a fiery player, he was a very emotional player, as you'll hear right now. He worked with the likes of Stan Kenton, Miles Davis, Dave Brubeck, and so many others, and became a worldwide jazz favorite with his own style. He worked with the likes of Kenny Barron on piano, James Genus on bass, and drummer Kenny Washington in this live performance from the album Jazz Nocturne. Here's his version of Cole Porter's You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To, as we begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America with music from the late Lee Konitz. Thank you. That is the great trumpeter and band leader and NEA jazz master with the rest of the members of his family, the Marsalis family, Wynton Marsalis, with a live performance of the song Hammerhead, song of Wayne Shorter's from the album The Music of Wayne Shorter with Wynton Marsalis and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. When his father, Ellis Marsalis, passed away, Wynton Marsalis gathered some of the folks who knew and admired and loved his dad and did an online celebration of him. Here's part of that conversation from Wynton Marsalis, and then we'll hear Ellis, his father, from the 1989 New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, the song Jitterbug. Here's Wynton first here on Jazz America.
Tonight I'm going to talk about my father in the time when we're surrounded by a lot of death, people dying in our families, people close to us. I just had a conversation with my father on a Thursday night. He passed away on Wednesday. So the Thursday before that, I was talking to him and joking with him. I'm always playing with him. And I was joking about stay away from COVID. There's so many people in New Orleans with it. I said, I hope you weren't out parading him during Mardi Gras season. And I said, man, I don't think it's your time for COVID. And he said, man, nobody ever knows when it's their time. I don't determine the time. And he said, if it does happen, it's not any more tragic because it's you than it is for anybody else. And that was one of the main themes that he always tried to teach all of us, which is that everybody is interwoven. And there's something that hurts one person hurts everybody. You know, for me, the loss and the grief is so deep, it doesn't express itself in kind of crying. It's just deep. I just stay up at night and I think about him, how sweet he was as a person and how his aspirations were always for humanity. And he always had the largest thought. I want to thank everybody that wrote me. I got so many phone calls and so many emails and nice things from people really all over the world that love my father. So I'm just so humbled and grateful. I'm going to try to give back to everybody. And many people are dealing with this. And he was a person who he embraced the higher part of our humanity all the time. On the Thursday night that I talked with my father, for some reason, I decided to go through his whole kind of history that I knew, clubs that we had been in, funny stuff that happened, sweet things, bad things. And he was very lucid. So he was on top of everything. And I did not know that he would be going to the hospital on Saturday and that he wouldn't come out of the hospital when he got there. But at the end of that conversation, he said, man, why are you talking about all this old shit? I said, man, you know, it's good to remember stuff. He said, yeah, man, memories. So that's kind of the last lucid conversation I had with him.
And now here's Ellis Marsalis from the 1989 New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, the song Jitterbug, with the great Art Blakey on drums and some of the students of Ellis, Nicholas Payton and Donald Harrison, on Jazz America from VOA 1. We'll be right back.
Corona. Thank you.
We mourn the passing of the great Ellis Marsalis and celebrate him with music from his album, A Night at Snug Harbor, New Orleans. That's the song Jitterbug. And Ellis taught many different artists. You just heard him collaborating with some of those students, and we'll hear from another one in just a bit, Harry Connick Jr., who he taught piano lessons in his own home. We'll also hear from his sons, because I felt that on this edition of Jazz America, Ellis would certainly want you to hear from his sons. We've heard from Wenton, and coming up, Branford, Delfeo, and Jason. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. And this week I posted a picture on Facebook, my Facebook page, which you can also reach me at, that had a message, times are tough for everybody here in New York City, which is where I am based. And it showed a picture of a statue of a famous person, the first Governor General of New Amsterdam, Peter Stuyvesant, with a coronavirus mask on. Of course, that was meant to lighten things up. Well, I got a message from Haruna Yabzai from Abuja, Nigeria, a Jazz America listener who wrote, "But with jazz music, it will make a lot of difference." Haruna, you are absolutely correct. So let's make some difference right now with music from another great artist who just passed away due to the coronavirus. New York-born and raised keyboardist, composer, and bandleader and award winner, Onaje Allen Gums. He was 70 years old and passed away on the 6th of April. He worked with a number of great musicians. He was taught by Dr. Billy Taylor and Herbie Hancock and worked over the years with the likes of Woody Shaw, Stanley Jordan, Kenny Burrell, Nat Adderley, and Phyllis Hyman. Let's raise our spirits with the music of Onaje Allen Gums as we give you his song entitled "Stank You Very Much" from the album Sack Full of Dreams. Now here's the music of another of the sons of Ellis Marsalis, Branford Marsalis and his quintet from their newest release, The Secret Between the Shadow and the Soul, with the song Snake Hip Waltz. Branford Marsalis and his latest work, to Harry Connick Jr., who learned his piano lessons in the home of Ellis Marsalis and had these thoughts from the stage as he was performing with the Marsalis family not long ago. And then we'll hear Harry Connick Jr. from his latest release, True Love, A Celebration of Cole Porter.
I've been able to perform for many, many years, and I have to say that the opportunities that I've had throughout my career to play with Mr. Marsalis have been the single high points of my performing career. To play with Mr. Marsalis is an experience I can't even begin to describe. We decided that we were going to put together a community of musicians, hopefully, called the Musicians Village. So the 80 residences that make up the Musicians Village, right in the center is going to be a school. This school is going to be not only a community center, a place for internet access, a community center, all of these different things, a performing space, a recording space, but it's going to be named the Ellis Marsalis Center for Music.
Piano student of Ellis Marsalis, Harry Connick Jr., to a son of Ellis Marsalis. Here's trombonist Delfeo Marsalis and his band, the Uptown Jazz Orchestra, from their latest release, Jazz Party with Blackbird Special, on Jazz America from VOA1. We'll be right back.
Birmingham Big Band featuring Jason Marsalis. Jason Marsalis is the chosen vibraphone player by the Lionel Hampton estate to follow up the legacy of Lionel Hampton. Please give him a round of applause.
That's Ellis Marsalis, and I must admit that may be my favorite composition by him, 12's It. It's from the last recorded effort by Ellis as a leader. Ellis Marsalis plays the music of Ellis Marsalis, and we preceded that with his son Jason Marsalis playing vibes with the Lionel Hampton Big Band, an airmailed special from the recent release, Live at Rosemore. This is Russ Davis. Thank you for joining us.